This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, Anna Flores talks to the Unholy Three, a surf band from Minneapolis whose live shows often include instrumental versions of popular songs done in a surf music style. They also played the Midwest Music Fest in Winona back in April. Here's Anna Flores with The Unholy Three on tonight's Live Feed.
Part of Midwest Music Fest this weekend, I'm interviewing The Unholy Three. So can I have you guys introduce yourselves and then where you're from and what it is you do in the band?
My name is Tommy Love. I am the guitar player and I am from Excelsior, Minnesota, which is a suburb of Minneapolis.
My name is Bob Phillip. I'm the drummer, and I'm from Richfield.
Where our rehearsal space is.
That's right. It's our headquarters.
But it's all kind of located central for us. So.
Rick Larson, bass player, Minnetonka, Minnesota.
I'm really glad to have you guys in here. Why don't you guys tell me a little bit about what it was that drew you to music initially? How did you get into music?
Wow. That's... Well, Tom, you're kind of the leader of this thing.
No. Maybe. I shouldn't even talk.
Maybe Rick should really answer that question because
he's the smartest. He went to school here.
He's the smartest.
Oh. I hang with a bunch of car guys who want to learn how to play guitar, so they needed a bass player. So I started learning bass, and then these guys wanted me to play with them. So,
good answer. Tommy and I got a few more years on us, but
kind of same story.
We get along good. And
Well, we played in fill-in gigs. I was a regular guitar player in a country band, and he played fill-in gigs, so we met.
Yeah, we met periodically. And
playing around the cities.
Yeah, basically. I mean...
What do you think that is? It is about surf rock that kind of draws you to it.
Wow.
We don't have to sing.
None
of us don't have to worry about singer.
That's right.
It's just rock and roll music.
I love the fact that you're going to play the same notes every single time. I know that sounds kind of not all that creative, but I love the consistency, the beat, and I love the drippy reverb and the kind of overdriven guitar. And it's almost like the bass line is different than blues or something. You know, everyone's playing. It's important everyone plays their part. And the breaks are cool, and the melodies, the instrumental melodies are interesting. Musically, it's a very interesting type of music.
Mm-hmm. What about the two of you?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I like you do too, Rick.
It's hard for the bass player. Being
hard
new,
for a bass player.
It's a lot to play. So
it's fun for a drummer because you can throw in kind of quirky, worky, I don't know what word I'm trying to say, but weird drum fills that are kind of sloppy, but yet they're kind of not sloppy, but sort of loose sounding. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, these guys have a lot more room to move than, say, in a blues or country band, you know, where it's just like putting on a rhythm track of a walking bass line and just a steady drum part, where these guys can reach out and do crazy breaks and bass solo type stuff, and it's kind of like jazz, but a lot of cooler.
Yeah, but also we get to play non-traditional surf songs that we take a song that you may recognize, but surf it up, and that's a lot of fun, too.
What's an example of that?
Well, when we do
Windy by the Association.
Coldplay, the kids.
You kids might know a band called Coldplay.
Heard of them.
Heard of them.
Yeah, we cover a Coldplay song. We cover a Chris Isaac song. We cover, what else? You know, just pop songs.
We'll Rolling Stones.
Yeah, we do a Stone song.
Yeah.
And just amp it up a little bit and put heavy reverb on it and strong tempo.
So that's actually a lot of fun. You know, you play a song that, or you hear a song a lot, and then you can play it and not have to play it like the original artist played it.
Right.
You can kind of play it the way, kind of surfy, you know, kind of instrumental.
Right, the guitar does the vocal lines.
Right.
Which is really cool, and you can add tremolo to it and different effects to the guitar to make it sound really cool, and you don't have to worry about being out of tune.
Uh-huh. So do you guys like that kind of distortion sound, or is something... Is that the word?
It depends on the song. We do some Link Wray stuff, who's a guy from the 50s, and we do some overdriven stuff. But a lot of surf music is actually really clean, really drippy clean. If you listen to any Dick Dale stuff, he uses these enormous amplifiers that he couldn't overdrive if he tried to. But a lot of it is clean. It depends on. We do some country instrumental stuff where I'll use some slapback delay and just a tiny bit of reverb.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do a venture song, which is a drippy, drippy reverb. So everything is different. I don't have a humongous pedal board. But, you know, we try to change it up with different effects. But some are super overdriven. Some are really clean. Some are quiet. Some are loud.
Mm-hmm. So, it varies.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to do that, you know. And I played in blues bands and rockabilly bands forever. And there's a certain formula and tempo that you gotta... The parameters are a lot smaller. With what we're doing, we've done some really... I mean, not weird, like free jazz weird, but we've been able to break out of those parameters, and for these guys to be able to play their instruments kind of a little more separately instead of just being in the background.
Right.
They're much more important to the song than just holding down a rhythm, which I like.
We'll be right back.
is improvisation anything that comes up when you're performing, or is it usually something that's set?
Well, I don't know. I think a little bit of that.
When we screw up.
Yeah, when we screw up.
I think when we
improvise.
When the guitarist does a lot of the solos, he's basically just copying all the greats from the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm...
whether it's, you know...
I'm note for note.
Cochran or whoever, you know.
Yeah. We do a few songs that are like a blues instrumental by Freddie King. Where I might do two times around improvised solo, which is never the same. But by and large, I'm playing note for note the exact same thing on every song, which is kind of, you know, I'm kind of Rain Man-ish about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I'm going to play the same, which is nice. You know, it would be like if you're doing, you know, a Beethoven song, you're not, you know, da 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 da, you know, you're not going to do that to be cool. You're going to play it. It's great because of how it is already.
Oh, right, yeah.
So when people try to embellish or improve upon, like, Wipeout, which I think is a great song, it just kind of kills me. It's like, don't mess with success. Play it the way it's supposed to be played.
Sorry, Tommy, sometimes I get carried away on that.
Well, you're supposed to. It's a drummer song.
Drummers want a machine gun around the drums on that, but in reality, if you just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, what you're saying is more effective that way than... I'm guilty of it too. I try to throw Buddy Rich stuff. All drummers have done that on Wipeout, I'm sure. But
yeah, well, I throw in CB Ray Vaughan too. No, I don't. I'm kidding.
Jimmy Vaughan.
Jimmy Vaughan. That's right, the good Vaughan.
Right. Okay. I don't know who Jimmy Vaughan is. Oh. I know Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh,
I've sorry.
Lost. Oh. Well, that's your first lesson.
Go buy a
Jimmy Vaughan record.
You're young. Buy a Fabulous Thunderbirds record.
All right.
Stevie Ray's older brother that taught him how to play guitar.
Oh, okay. The original, then.
The original Vaughan.
How do your audiences react to this surf music?
Well, we played at a bunch of different places where it's not just surf bands playing, but it's, you know, different rock bands stuff, and they all seem to really go crazy because it's not just heavy metal, you know, screaming. It's just kind of great music, you know, so I think that's always been kind of nice. I've been to rockabilly clubs, and they really like how we come, and so I think
it's
a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of similar. There's kind of a small surf sort of scene in Twin Cities.
Oh, is there?
It's small, yeah. But...
small but loyal.
Yeah.
But as soon as someone hears surf music, they really love it. You know, so people don't think about it too much until they hear it, and then they really dig it. So we've had great response, but to think about it up front, people don't think much about it. But when they hear it, you know, they're out there doing all the Pulp Fiction dance moves and all that stuff.
So that's right.
It's cool.
Thank you. Chris Isaak's song from the movie Wild at Heart.
Could you guys maybe describe for us memorable shows?
Memorable surf shows or surf music shows or just anything?
Oh, shows that you've done?
That we've played.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think she's looking for fights, fires.
Mayhem.
We played after a band that was screaming and emptied the show once. That was great to have all our friends show up and then leave because they couldn't stand the band before us.
Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, that was horrible, I meant. Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah.
So I remember that show. I remember playing at one bar that the you could smell the bathrooms from the stage.
From the parking lot.
What was that place?
Ew.
We can't say the name of it because we're playing there this Friday.
We may be there again.
Yeah.
We can't mention that.
You know, it's funny because Bob, in fact, we were out having lunch just a little while ago, and Bob and I played in a band that, if you ask us about that, if we're in that band here, we could tell you stories about mayhem and drunkenness and stuff lit on fire and fights and things like that. It was a country band. We were just trying to fit in. But we've been lucky and not had any, we haven't had any drama. No one's, like, died or shot anyone during our shows.
No. Yeah.
Just people coming up and want to sit in.
We've all shown up for the gigs.
I think that
time.
Our music makes people more civilized. I think that's...
Plus we have our parole officers.
Yeah, we have parole officers that... Actually, that's why. That's the main reason why. Yeah. My parole officers come to all of our shows.
Oh, okay.
Usually that...
Keep everyone in line.
Well, you can see them, too.
Well, I can't... No drinking, no mayhem.
Yeah, well, and usually when you go out for gigs and stuff, there's usually a younger set, you know, the 20s and 30s. Well, you see these 55, 60-year-old guys in the back and with sunglasses.
And they're
kinda
huge.
And they're big, so you kind of know who those guys are. Well, they're with us, unfortunately.
Yeah, we can't have any foolishness.
Well, so what about a good show? What's a really great show you've had?
I think just playing tight and just having fun. I think that's a good show.
I think she means specifically.
Well, I mean, either in general, if there
outside
was...
Outside of tonight?
Yeah.
See, we're being optimistic.
Well, tonight was a good show.
We played Rockabilly Night.
Yeah, that was a good night, wasn't it?
That was a great night. That was really fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did we have another good night, too? I mean, every night's a good night that you can play surf music. But we played, there's a Twin Cities Rockabilly Society organization group, church,
They had us play.
And they had us play with two other rockabilly
bands.
Yeah. And, you know, rockabilly and surf, there's a lot of crossover,
mm-hmm.
you know. And great audience, receptive, and we fit in. Sometimes we do these showcases where we don't quite fit in to kind of the emo, folky... I mean, they're great band. We've met a ton of great people because we play a lot of showcases with either two or three other bands. But we don't always fit in with the other bands.
Yeah,
we're,
I get what you're saying.
A little bit weird, but this rockabilly show, we fit in very well. A lot of tattoos and a lot of hipster kids and older folks. But it was a really, really fun show.
I think
show.
Also, though, it's when it sounds good on stage, I think, you know, if the room sounds good or whatever... Or it sounds good, the instruments are balanced well, that's a good gig.
Yeah, that's a really good
gig. I mean,
gig.
If you can't hear something or whatever, even if we're playing well, if it doesn't sound right in the room or the sound is not right or something, that can be a horrible gig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's a big part. If we got a sound guy that's playing for drinks, chances are it's going to be kind of a bad night for us because the sound is horrible. I usually request that nothing... gets mic'd with us. And I usually use a bullhorn for a PA to announce the songs.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Come out and see us.
Yeah. And you guys played at Midwest Music Fest last year, so what's it like coming back? What kind of anticipations do you have?
Well, this is a nice welcome here. We didn't have this interview, did we, last year?
This is fun.
So that's nice. Oh, we had a good time last year. I mean,
yeah, it was fun. It
could have had a little more crowd. I mean, it wasn't a lot of people there left.
It was the first year.
Yeah, maybe this year will be better.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of weird, too. It was late.
Yeah,
late
I think
Friday.
The schedules got sort of late.
Yeah.
People kind of cleared out.
Middle of the summer, too. It was just kind of weird. But, I mean, everyone was really nice. All the volunteers and all the other bands were really nice. It was fun. I mean, we had a really good time.
I want to thank you guys for coming in, and we'll look forward to hearing from your show tonight.
Are you going to be out tonight? Or?
Yep. Okay. All over the place.
Excellent. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. We played this thing last year. We're playing it again this year. Thanks for inviting us back.
thanks to the Unholy Three for visiting with us on tonight's live feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.